The first sign of oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is likely to be a 3D seismic survey. A company has applied to do the work, and the government has deemed the application complete. Everything about the proposal to drill in Anwar is controversial. Still, officials from the Bureau of Land Management said this week they see no need to do a full environmental impact statement for the seismic work and expect to approve the request in time for work to begin this winter. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Seismic work used to involve dynamite. Now it's mostly done with vibrating trucks that send shockwaves into the ground. Lines of sensors on the surface record the waves that bounce back to map underground formations. A company called SA Exploration wants to bring about a dozen vibrating vehicles to the refuge, each mounted on a rubber track. Several at a time would drive parallel lines across the frozen tundra. They'd stop frequently to lower their vibration plates for about 20 seconds and then move to the next spot. The trucks would drive about 8 lines across a typical square mile, according to the company's application. The plan is to shoot seismic across the entire coastal plain, or 2,600 square miles. Leslie Ellis Waters of the BLM says it's the same technology that was used west of the refuge in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska.
We felt that there would be insignificant impacts, so we're planning on doing an environmental assessment. And when that is available, we will post that environmental assessment with a draft finding of no significant impact.
An environmental assessment is kind of the junior cousin to a full environmental impact statement. It's less rigorous and less detailed. Waters says if the BLM learns something unexpected in the assessment or in the public comment period that follows, it could order a more thorough review.
At the end of the 30-day public comment period, if we don't receive substantial input to change our finding of no significant impact, we would issue a decision record and then the activity could be authorized.
In addition to the vibration trucks, the work will require 2 mobile camps, each able to house 160 people, and a variety of support vehicles. Attorney Jason Rylander at Defenders of Wildlife says the activity is far from harmless.
In fact, you can still see the scarring from the last time that seismic testing was allowed, and only just a small portion of the refuge.
In the 1980s, Congress allowed a 2D seismic survey on the coastal plain of the refuge, resulting in more than 1,000 miles of trails. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says most of the trails recovered well in the first decade, but a few miles were still visible from the air decades later. Data collection for a 3D seismic survey is more intensive, with far more sensors. Rylander and other environmentalists say they're especially worried about the impact seismic work could have on polar bears.
During denning season, it can cause mother polar bears to leave their den. It can expose polar bear cubs to disturbance. And so, you know, we're very, very concerned considering there's only, 900 or fewer polar bears in the southern Beaufort Sea population.
That figure, 900 polar bears, is an estimate. And like most everything in the Arctic Refuge, it's disputed. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says noise disturbance and passing vehicles have prompted some mother polar bears to abandon their dens, while others seem to adjust to industrial noise. The Interior Department hopes to offer leases for drilling in Anwar next year. While it's responding to the application to conduct seismic work, BLM is also preparing a separate environmental impact statement for the lease sale itself. Congress last year mandated the lease sale, but Rylander says environmental groups aren't giving up.
Whether the Trump administration ultimately issues a lease or not, our aim is to ensure that this land is never drilled.
BLM expects to hold another public comment period and at least 7 public meetings on the lease sale proposal this fall or winter. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.